What's going on, family? I know I got a lot of questions about like what do I do on a day-to-day basis, so I want to drop this episode to kind of walk y'all through my daily process, or at least the things I do every single day. Now, this does fluctuate like throughout the day with like meetings and stuff, but I try to do all my deep work and like meditation, and like I take time to myself in the morning. So I wake up anywhere between 4 to 5 a.m. Every single morning to really do deep work. So when I wake up, I get straight to my computer, like no meditation, no nothing. Like I go straight to work because it works best for me. Not saying this works best for everybody, but I go straight to work and I have a schedule, like what I'm doing from 5 to 6, 6 to 7, and 7 to 8. And I do sometimes I go to like 8:30. So like 3 to 3.5 hours of deep work. Now, what I decide to do on these days is work that usually I can only do, and I can't really delegate to my team. Something maybe like right now could be like automation and building systems, and then having myself document that process via Loom to where now I can replace myself because I documented the journey. But I have to build it myself first before I can pass it off to anybody else, right? That's just the easiest way to do it because it's in my brain, right? Me writing it out is still teaching them how to do it. I'd rather just make a video and then transcribe that and let it rip. And then other things could be like, you know, checking, like replying to emails that come to my direct email about certain things that might be for business opportunities, client stuff, networking opportunities, podcast guests, whatever the case may be. And then I might, if I can delegate it, I'll set those tasks for like my admin to take care of when they come into the office. No, not coming to the office, we work remote, but come in, like clock into their shift or whatever. And then I also do like high level activities in the morning, like building out automation and systems for like my sales process, marketing content, like Twitter threads, video content I record in the morning sometimes, right? Things that, you know, I have to do for my team to, you know, edit and produce, that streamlines our business and brings more revenue into the company. So I spend about 3.5 hours per day doing deep work. I might extend it to honestly 4, because 3.5 hours do go by pretty fast when you up in the morning, not gonna lie. Next thing you know, it's 8:30, and that's when I hit the gym. So I go to the gym around 8:30, go to LA Fitness, I work out for about an hour. So 8:30 to 9:30, I'm in the gym, and then I'll come back. I don't shower when I come back. I literally work the entire day without showering. Like, and I shower at night before I go to sleep because it keeps me in that, I'm already in that zone. My momentum is pumped up. I'm sweating, like I feel good, and I'm awake. So like when I take a shower, now I'm comfortable. I just got out, like I got a lotion to get back in the groove again. And that's just me. Like I found that to work for me. Not saying that you got to do that. But I come home from the gym, I get straight. I go, you know, I drink my Naked Smoothie, Green Machine for breakfast. And I get straight to my meetings for the day, which usually start about 10 a.m. And I'll have back-to-back meetings sometimes. And I'll block off some hours throughout my day to do more work or meet like with clients more on like strategy calls, coaching calls, things like that. Because that's when people are available, like 9 to 5, 9 to 7. So I try to spend my mornings doing things when people are asleep and nobody's bothering me. I'm not getting any notifications. I don't got to worry about people texting me, nothing like that. Like my phone is on do not disturb, so I don't really pay attention to that, all that good stuff. But my time is in the morning, and then throughout the day from like 10 to 7, I'm back and forth with the team, clients, coaching, whatever the case may be. And then from 7 to like 9 is when I try to go eat dinner. I talk to my son, and then I usually read at night and sometimes in the morning, depending on how I feel. I don't journal like that or anything like that. I just read. I do voice notes every now and then on like how my day went. I just like talking. It's easier for me than writing. Like I can transcribe everything now, so it just works better. Like it's just do what's natural to you. Like if you're natural at writing, do writing. If you're natural at speaking, speak. Like me speaking is natural. I don't gotta think about it. Like these episodes are just off the dome. I come up with a topic. Really no structure behind it, no transcript, no nothing. Like, it's just what I know, what I do. And that's why I say you can't fake experience. But Other than that, man, that's my daily routine, is like really focus, like have 3 to 4, carve out 3 to 4 hours a day to do you. Like, you owe yourself that, like, for real. If you gotta wake up in the morning and do it, or you gotta stay up late at night and do it, just block out 3 to 4 hours a day where you got, you get to do you, like, be to yourself, do what you gotta do, handle your business before everything else kicks in your life. And it honestly has helped me grow my business, my mental health, like, peace of mind, because I actually get a lot of shit done in the morning, like, more things than people get done in a week. So, if you dial in, you focus, you write down your tasks, like, set a time period. I got 45 minutes to do this task. I got 50 minutes to do this. I got 60 minutes to do that. And it keeps you aligned, because you'll rather get 3 things done than work on 10 things and nothing is complete. That's the worst thing you can do, where you can start something, never finish it. And I've been that way. And that's why I started doing deep work. I just started this like 3 months ago, and it's been working for me so far. So highly recommend spending time doing deep work in the morning, 3 to 4 hours to yourself, and then hit the gym. Make sure you get a workout in every day. And then, you know, eat right, of course. And then I think you'll see more results when it comes to success, living a better life, and feeling a better version of you. So hope y'all enjoyed the episode. See y'all in the next one. Peace.